extraterrestrial races near Earth. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 29, 2025. There are currently between 950 and 1,000 starships larger than a kilometer in length in Earth's orbit, and that has been constant since many years ago. Which ship belongs to who or which race is only known in detail by space traffic control in the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera. It is the largest vessel in Earth's orbit after the Moon itself, which is what is left of an even larger biosphere ship. Communication between all those ships stationed in Earth orbit is rather poor, mostly because they don't really know each other, or they have nothing to say to each other, or at least that is what is said, because all the necessary coordination and communications go through the local Galactic Federation headquarters in the Viera, as it is the local hub for just about everything. Of all those nearly 1,000 large ships in Earth orbit, the local Federation officially states that they belong mostly to human Lyrian space races, and other commonly known non-Lyrian ones, all here to monitor their starseeds, and to witness planetary ascension and its breakaway from tyranny. At least this last part is clearly Federation propaganda nonsense to me, as most of you already know. Unlike how the interaction between extraterrestrial races is depicted in scientific fiction on Earth, especially in Hollywood blockbusters, different star races rarely mingle with each other, much less coexist or live together, for example as the crew of a starship. How I see things is that the mixture of several very different star races, of different species even, in a single starship is simply a reflection of modern-day society in the United States, together with their inclusive agendas. How things really are in space is quite different, because although several star races may have many things in common, most of them have and observe their own behaviors, routines, and procedures, with which others may not agree, even if they belong to the same genetic race, for example, Lyrian humans. This is even though the reverse may also apply, where very genetically different star races may agree very well with each other and would coexist very peacefully and efficiently. Mixed crews in starships are a rare thing as they all strongly prefer to be among their kin. As an example, some years ago a Umite by the name of IL-342 lived for a few months with the Tejitans on board the starship Talika as a refugee from his own society because he fell victim to the telepathic screaming problem many Umites have. He was on board the starship Talika until he started to cause friction among the crew members when he was found to be eating their pet fish from the aquaponics lab. Eating them raw and still squirming, by the way, which badly shocked the Tejitans, so that was the end of their relationship with him. What happened next is unclear to me. The only place where countless very different star races constantly mingle with each other is in the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera, because as I mentioned above, it is the main activity hub for all the cultures who have any business to do with planet Earth. Countless star races of very different origins live there temporarily or permanently, as guests of the Galactic Federation. Among those living there, the Atorthans are to be found. Those are high-ranking Federation members and belong to the Grey Alien family of races that are originally from the general area of Orion. They have been there for over a year now, and they are never good news although they are officially a positive race, yet their presence has always been linked to bad things, large tragedies, and cataclysms of all kinds on Earth. At this time I do not know what they are up to or what they are doing there, nothing good for sure. Then we have the Andromedans, who are the owners of the biosphere ship Viera, and who are the official hosts of the Galactic Federation's local headquarters. They state that they are so, simply because no other star race here in Earth's orbit has such a big ship, big enough to be a Galactic Federation activity hub. The Andromedans are said to be an ancient non-Lyrian star race based on logic and high ethics. Their strong belief in karma and that all actions bring consequences, in my opinion, causes them to stagnate as a culture, and to become an accomplice to the shady things the Galactic Federation is constantly doing, especially regarding planet Earth and all that is happening on it, an accomplice by omission of action, and because of their affinity to stick to space law no matter what, even despite it may go against ethics. This constantly makes them face uncomfortable decisions where the law may go against their own ethics, causing them to prefer to do nothing, to avoid generating karma. The next race heavily present in the Viera, and with a lot of influence on Earth right now, are the Arcturians, who are genetic relatives to the Andromedans, much to their discomfort I must add, and who are here in their three main flavors, Carendians, Devonians, and Diasleentiplex, this last one being their most common variant, at least here in this area. They are also an ancient logical race, famous for being great builders, architects, and engineers. Their high logic in behavior is only matched by their constant emotional fits, creating a strong cultural contradiction among them. Another quite notorious group of star races presently in Earth's orbit are the Sirians, mostly from Sirius A, but not only, yet although numerous, they have been very quiet in the last few years, as they do not mingle, or share their thoughts, actions, or ideas with anyone, or at least not lately. Then another one I must mention is the Malakak, also known as Tall Whites, which are known to cooperate strongly with Earth governments, although Tajitans have inquired about this to the Galactic Federation, we have never received any straight answer about what or how they are cooperating with whom on Earth. Again, this belongs to the shadier parts and things of the local Galactic Federation. The Tall White race can commonly be seen in the general area of Las Vegas, Nevada, where they have been spotted mingling with the human population, passing off as simple very white tall humans, and as far as I know, human people simply tend to see them as weird, take for granted that they are more humans, and mostly end up ignoring them, even if they are extraterrestrials in their face. We believe that their presence in that area is directly related to the famous Navy base there in the desert that goes by the name of Area 60-9, you know which, and yes, it is a naval base as it belongs to that military branch, few people know that. Then another highly notorious, mostly silent race is the Alpha Draconians, or Alpha Dracos, which are stationed in super-large, agave-shaped craft. They appear to be simply there, and rarely known to interact with any other star race. They are also characterized by having their king and leader here in Earth's low orbit, and not elsewhere like would be expected, for example in their home planets. The other two star races with their king or queen stationed in Earth's orbit are the Irma and the Tajitans, but you already knew that. All other races only have ambassadors or representatives in this area of space. As the Tajetan queen, I am expected to interact with just about any star race, yet until now the exopolitical situation I've had to face has brought me to interact mostly with more human Lyrian star races, such as the Antarians, although I mostly have been interacting with the Alcyon Council, which is mostly made of more human Lyrian variants. The only non-human Lyrians I am constantly in contact with are the Andromedans in the Viera biosphere ship, and of course, the Irma cats, with which Tajitans have a strong and good relationship. This subject will continue where I will detail stranger races in Earth's orbit right now. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.